Welcome back.
If you're new here, I'm Kim.
And I'm Riss.
So grab a snack.
It's beauty time.
Woo!
Woohoo!
We're sorry we're late. We promised you a fall episode and we're giving it to you, just not in October.
That's right, but it's okay because we still got the tea.
The what?
The tea.
It's like when we go long periods without potting, I forget how to pod. It's like I've never potted before.
No, never. This is our first time and it shows.
But this is our fall episode and also our fourth anniversary episode.
4 years.
I know. Can you believe it?
It's been 84 years.
Is it four or five? No, four. It's four.
It's four because it was literally the October before the shutdown.
Right, right. Okay. Mm. Yeah.
Weird to think that was 4 years ago.
I know.
Very strange.
Yeah. If you've been with us since the beginning, you'll know that we usually do an anniversary episode. And this is our anniversary episode, just not... really
making the best of
it. we're kind of just squeezing what we can in this episode.
Oh yeah, because we're just growing and sharing things. I don't know. What am I saying? Life is happening.
Yes,
all around
life
us.
Is happening and it's been a bit busy and you know we're here, so
yep.
This episode we have a cool product line that we wanted to share with you guys. It's hair care. And they're very unique and they're sustainable. So if you're interested in that, stick around.
Yeah, we love a good sustainable brand.
Yeah.
Even though I am not zero waste, I still like to
I would love
imagine
to be.
That I could be one day, but I don't think I'll ever get there realistically. But it's a nice pipe dream.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
And it's also refillable and has cool packaging. So you definitely want to know what it is and stick around for it. Then we also, I found this new show on Hulu that I wanted to share with everybody.
I'm so excited.
It's called Customer Wars, and I wanted to share a couple stories that I found from it. So I wanted to get into that a little bit later. It's all relative because it's like watching.
Watching your life unfold.
Yeah, well, I hope
you're like,
not.
I've lived through that. But I've lived through that too.
But one of the things I watched, I was like, this feels like the man that spit in my manager's face.
Yeah, like what kind of unhinged?
Where's
do
the
you
camera
have to be?
Footage for that? But
well, it's on their CCTV, so I think it's probably gone now.
Probably. It was a long time ago. But we want to talk about that stuff, and we also wanted to discuss the hot topic about the FDA banning formaldehyde straightening products. We wanted to give our thoughts on that and get into all of that. I honestly think it's a long time coming. So.
Yeah, my thoughts were fucking finally. Somebody cares.
So we'll get into all that. And then right at the end, in true beauty time fashion, I have a little bit of a customer. Well, not my own customer war, but I have a tiny client story for everybody. It's a small one. So if any of that stuff is interesting to you, join us for our fourth anniversary / fall episode. So what we wanted to get into first was the new product. Well, it's not a new product, but a brand that we think that you guys would like. And it was a brand that I saw for the first time through actually one of our followers. She was promoting it in her salon. And I was just like, what is this packaging? It looks so cool. And
it's like an apothecary, like Viking almost. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, it's very like, industrial. I want to say gothic.
Yeah, I don't know. So many words.
The brand is called Cult and King. Mm-hmm. And the reason why this brand is so cool is because they're free from toxins. And they also are refillable. Mm-hmm. And they have clean ingredients and they're vegan. And basically, they're little like paragraph on their homepage or their website, ColtonKing.com. It says they make we make some of the most high performance and clean products for hair, skin, and scalp in the world. But we're doing a lot more than just that. Join us in a movement of positive, disruptive change where conscience meets style.
Yeah. I like that approach. I'm like, you know, that's what my schooling is entirely a platform of, mm-hmm. disruptive change.
Yeah.
So it's very on brand for me.
And they also, they donate 1% of gross sales to environmental causes. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And their packaging, man, they look like, I don't even know, like, look at how cool that looks.
I know.
It makes you want to keep it and refill it. It looks like.
Yeah, it's everything they do is intentional. And yeah. I would want to keep that. And it's on my bucket list. They have a lot of shave products too, but that's not something that I really buy.
Yeah. It seemed, from what I was looking at, it seems like some of their products are multi-purpose, where they could be used on like the hair and the face, or the skin and the hair, or to shave and to wash your body type of thing. So
yeah, which is like a real man thing, which I know I'm like gender stereotyping right now, but let's be real. A man can use the same bar of soap that he washes his ass with.
Yeah.
And he'll wash his face and then he'll wash his hair and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the rest of us have like 30 different products. This one's for my left eyebrow, and this one's for my right butt cheek. And then like somehow, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And that's why our boyfriends, husbands, whatever, manpanions, get all mad at us because we take up all the real estate in the bathroom because mm-hmm. it's full of our right butt cheek products.
Yeah.
It's fine. Don't hate on us. But I liked that they literally took the fuck it, let's do it ourselves approach, because they couldn't wait for people to fix the mess, because they're very much about, you know, conglomerates
yes.
taking over, and you know, like fast fashion, and everything's made in a sweatshop, and they, you know, keep pushing mediocre throwaway products that's bad for your body and bad for the environment. That's a direct quote from their website. But it's just a good brand to bring awareness to, that I will be purchasing, and I will give you a review.
So they said, they also say all of their decisions are based on three things: defending the planet, supporting independent salons and barbershops, and making people look rad without poisoning them in the process.
Which is always a goal.
Clean product.
I'm always trying to look rad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me in my black sweatshirt and pants.
And which me in my black shirt black, and pants.
Yeah. Right? I have a uniform here to uphold, and it's mostly black clothing. I'll never stop. Try me. I got this at work the other day. They gave this to me, a free sweatshirt in black. And I was like, on cloud fucking nine. I was like, you don't understand. This is all I've ever wanted from this place, is a black sweatshirt that has the like emblem on for it me? That I can wear. I was like, for me?
Yeah,
I has this? And she was like, yeah, girl, take it. It's for you. And I was like, oh, you're my so God. Happy.
And she was like, it's.
I wouldn't shut up about it. I took a picture of it and sent it to our other boss. I was like, you don't understand. This is all I've ever wanted from you.
Yeah, see, the former hairstylist in you.
Yeah, it's like a slouchy and it's a crew neck. It's not a zip up. I was like, I'm fucking heaven. I was very happy that Saturday. Probably the happiest I've been in a long time. Yep. And then I instantly had a good day because I was happy about my black sweatshirt.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, that's all you needed was a black sweatshirt.
I know. I'm so happy.
The other cool thing about Colton King is actually kind of relative to the FDA banning the chemical straightening products, because they're basically saying that in a little paragraph on their website, it says it's time to revolt against subservient style and environmentally and physiologically damaging cosmetic chemicals. Those of us who spend every day up to our elbows in it should know it's time to fight back. It's time for a revolt in hair care. It's time for Colton King. So they're basically like, there's a lot of toxic shit and we don't want your hair care to be toxic.
Yeah. Like, why is everything supposed to poison us from the outside in and the inside out? Like, can't we just catch a break? That's what it feels like, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I could go down a rabbit hole about the food.
No.
But I won't.
Yeah.
Because that's not this podcast. But yeah. The premise that it's so difficult to find something that isn't bad for you
yeah.
is so mind-blowing that it is the norm to be poisoned, I guess,
yeah.
by like our products.
Well, there's I forget the name.
That this is special.
Yeah.
That's weird to me.
Yeah.
Like, this should be the norm. Why are the harmful chemicals the norm?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there's an app. I believe it's called the Yucca app. But there's an app that you can scan products and it tells you how toxic they are.
What?
I need this.
Kim, I didn't know about this. Where's this app been?
Yucca, food and cosmetic scanner. So it like rates, yeah, it's Y-U-K-A. So it's an app that you can scan. I believe you can like scan a barcode like of a shampoo that you find in the drugstore and it'll tell you how good or bad the ingredients are.
Oh God.
Or it'll tell you like what they rate it on like the clean scale or the toxic
banned
scale.
In all EU countries.
Well, and there's a lot of, I've seen people doing it on TikTok where they go into Target and they're like, they scan a bunch of different ones and like things that are labeled clean
natural, yeah.
or like greenwashed, like
greenwashing is a whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm learning about that in school too.
Yep. And guys, most of those things are worse than some of the things that aren't greenwashed, but they like to use buns. They like to use buns
of steel.
The world is and all of our products are toxic, and our skin is one big organ that absorbs it all. So when we have a product that is clean, that's going on our scalp, that's getting absorbed through our you know, pores,
no wonder we're losing our hair. And then they're going to sell you something to fix the problem they caused.
Right.
It's like big pharma.
That's America.
But for hair.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's pretty cool that they have like they have clean products and they want, you know, they want to refill the packaging, and they did a damn good job of making you want to because they have such cool packaging.
So it really is cool.
How do I explain? They're like, why is this packaging so cool? Like, why do you keep talking about it?
Because it's just, I don't know. It looks like, I don't know.
They have these studded spray bottles.
Anything with studs.
And some are iridescent. Most of them actually are iridescent. But they come in like different colors. Like they have a conditioning hair and scalp potion, and it's all black and studded.
Yeah.
And then they have super water antioxidant toner for hair and skin. And that's clear with like a little bit of like an iridescent studded bottle. And
yeah,
then
I like the iridescent studded bottle, the set spray.
I was going to say now.
Yeah.
They have the hairspray that's like blue iridescent. That's the one that got me. I feel like I need to buy it. How much is it?
It ranges. It says $15 to $52, but I think that's probably like the bottle size and then like what you put inside of it. Or like you're refilling it.
So the mini, if you get a 1 ounce spray pump, that's $15.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get the regular full size, that's 4 ounces. That's $35. And then if you get the refill, that's 8 ounces, that is $52.
It says that all the products here are for all hair types too. The super water is toner for hair and skin. The forming lotion is for all hair styling. The set spray is hairspray.
What is it? What is a toner for hair?
Let's look. Balance, moisturize, protect, prep, refresh.
Oh,
when you're using a toner on your skin, usually it's like to clean and prep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you wash your face and you kind of get everything off with the cleanser, and then you get like the excess, whatever's left over, off with toner. But it's also meant to like kind of prep your skin for like whatever serum or cream you want to put in.
Mm-hmm.
So my understanding of the toner for hair is also like a prep step to make your other products go in
mm-hmm.
well. So if you had like curly hair and you wanted to like re-wet it, you know, not with water.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't lose moisture. You could use that. Or you could just put it on your hair to make your other products go in. So sort of similar, and I hate to use this reference, but the Prep Rally from Drybar. It was nice. It absorbed into the hair well, which makes me think it really was a prep step.
Yeah.
But they might lie. I don't know.
It seems like also doesn't seem like all of these products are refillable from what I'm seeing. It seems like if they aren't,
most of them?
It seems like a lot of them are, but some of the tubes are more, if they're not refillable, they are recyclable. Recyclable.
That's good, because true to form, we are researching this on air with you. So
yes,
do your own research. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. But they also have like, so since it is for professional hairstylists, they also have like belts to hold your tools, like a tool sling. They have brushes, cutting combs, capes, a razor. I'm like super into all of these things.
And they have shampoo bars instead of
those are very popular
shampoo
now,
bottles.
So you're cutting out like the plastic packaging.
Yeah.
I don't know about the efficacy of those.
And the problem is I find that if you have any kind of bar in your shower and you're not like covering it or something, then you're just it's wasting away every time you're in the shower. Like it's disintegrating. They have replacement spray pumps for your bottles. They have funnels.
Yeah, the funnels are cute.
So anything you could possibly need to like, you know, replace on your refillable bottles if they're getting clogged and stuff.
If they break, which is nice so that you can just buy a specific part versus an entirely new bottle.
Yeah.
It's probably cheaper to do that.
No, they have a texture spray, a dry shampoo called the Life Changer. Dry shampoo, volume creator, and life changer.
Is it though?
Is it going to change my life? Oh, it's actually different colors for light hair, brunette, and dark.
Well, that's always good. I just brush it in until it disappears, and then my scalp bleeds, so. No,
your scalp bleeds?
I'm joking.
Like, why?
Kim was like literally looked like, up in concern.
Are you okay? Why are you brushing that
I
hard?
I have brown hair and then like all dry shampoo comes up white on my hair. I'm joking though. I don't really do that.
I hope not.
She was alarmed, you guys.
Like, what? Are you allergic? But the other cool thing too, I mean, you guys can check out ColtonKing.com. But the other cool thing about these products too is they do have downloadable and printable instructions or like information on each product. So if you buy a bunch and you kind of want to refer back to them, they do have the PDFs of, you know, how to use them properly. I think a lot of us just kind of assume everything is used the same way and maybe we don't like products because we're just not using them correctly.
That is 1,000% correct. I will tell you that to your face because how many times do things get returned and they're like, they've used it once and they're like, this didn't work. And I'm like, it says hair regrowth. It's not going to work after one time.
One time.
You have to use it for a full fucking cycle, you fool.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You know, and they're like, I didn't get a lion's mane of hair. I'm like, no, you didn't. You used it once.
Yeah.
You're not going to grow an extra head of fucking hair overnight.
But we'll wrap up the Colton King conversation. But if you want to check out their products, go to cultandking.com. I'll link it in the show notes for all of you. So you could just click. You don't even have to type. But in conclusion, we thought it was a cool brand to talk to you guys about because of all the things we said about the clean ingredients, the cool packaging, the versatility of the products. You can use it in more than one thing, like your face or your hair, etc. And for what it is, the price point's decent. You know, it's like not any more expensive than anything else you're buying these days.
No, not really.
So
you should give it a try.
Give it a try. I want to.
Yeah. Okay, so listen, we know you like to save money and we know you love cool products. So we have select products that we've mentioned in the episodes that will be available to you through our Amazon storefront. It's going to be under the featured products list, which will be linked in our show notes in the description box.
There, you'll also be able to find our affiliate links and codes to Juve Beauty, which you could get 10% off at checkout with code BEAUTYTIME in all caps. That's our favorite antimicrobial makeup sponge. You could also get 15% off with Clutch Nails. You could use the code CR-BEAUTYTIME. Those are our favorite nails. They last 2 weeks. Our last code is for Air Hair Care, which is the crystal-infused hair care line, where you can get 10% off at checkout with code KDC10, and that's all caps. So the next thing I want to tell everybody about is that show on Hulu.
Yes, please. I've been dying.
So it's called Customer Wars. And it was one of those shows that I just saw on the Hulu homepage and was like, what the hell is this?
I never get suggestions this cool. I get suggestions for, like, you know, murder.
Well.
And Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Well.
I know. It's an algorithm. But, like, nothing happy like Customer Wars.
Well, so I clicked on it and I just needed like a background kind of show that like you can look up once in a while and be like, oh, that's funny. I did. So it's one of those shows that it's like real videos of real people. So like we all have seen videos on.
Oh, like Cops?
Well,
but for customers?
Kind of. Oh, shit. Like, you know, all the Karen videos you see online of like people just recording.
Yeah, I'm terrified.
Well, that's what this entire show is. Yes. It's like stuff like that. So I was watching it and they show the video on the screen and then they have a narrator explaining what's going on.
Oh my God, a narrator
in
like Nat Geo.
Yeah, it's like I think it's an A&E show.
Oh shit.
So they're explaining what's happening on the screen, and sometimes they also had some of the people that it happened to, like, interviewed.
Oh, my God.
So
I'm excited.
So one of the things that happened was at a barber shop. And this man, they interviewed him after. But he was, I think it was Massachusetts or something. But he was in a barbershop. This kid came in. He was a young kid. And he
like
told.
Like a kid or a teenager or like a 20-year-old?
Probably like a tween, like in between, because what happened was he comes in and he tells the barber, I want a high and tight, and I want it like something really short, like a 2 and a 1 or 1 and a 2, whatever it was. And the barber said, like, oh, okay, but like, you know, that's really short, right? And like asked him again, like, if he really wants that. And he was like, yeah, just do it. Like, just do it.
Did he have long hair when he came in? Like, why was the barber concerned about how short it was?
I don't know, because like there wasn't a video of the hair that he cut. But there was a video of what happened after, which was his mother came in, because that's why he had to be at least a tween, because like his mom
wasn't driving.
Yeah. His mother came in, said she hated the haircut.
Here we go.
And said that it was way too short and then called the police.
Wait, what? Why did she call the police?
She literally called the police on him.
Why?
Because her son's hair was too short.
How do you justify that? And what goes through your mind where you're like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to call fucking cops on this motherfucker. What are you doing?
So the police came.
How is that helpful, ma'am? And
the police came and they talked to both of them. And
waste,
the video.
Waste of fucking tax dollars.
Yeah. The video was like of him, what he filmed. It was him talking in the camera being like, this woman just called the police on me. They're really here.
Oh, barber.
Like, he took a video.
Oh, okay.
And he was like talking to the lady, like, you really called the police over a hair like that's too short. It's going to grow back. And she was like, you know, whatever. So the police came. They spoke to both of them and like nothing came of it. Because what are you going to charge him with?
Absolutely.
What are you going to charge him with?
That can't, it can't even be a real question in this woman's mind. What did she want?
Like, I don't
criminal
know.
Intent or yeah, something? Like, what? She
called the police. So
I hope they escorted her out. Like, ma'am, you wasted our goddamn time.
Well, you got to check out Customer Wars. But
definitely will be.
So that one specifically was funny, but there was another one that happened at a barbershop.
Wasn't funny?
It was not funny.
No, why are you telling me?
Because it was terrible. It was pretty bad. No. So this, I think it happened at a barbershop in China.
Oh no.
And the barber gave the customer a haircut and the customer did not like the haircut. So he was flipping out and said he didn't want to pay and this and that. And then proceeds to antagonize the barber and shove him into the chair so he could cut his hair badly.
Oh, no.
So
the rage.
Yeah. It was bad. Like, he was like.
Did he cut his hair?
He did. Oh, he like shaved part of it. So the video was all from the salon cameras, and you see this guy yelling about his haircut, then shoving the barber into the chair. Like, he kept shoving, like, the barber kept getting up and he kept shoving him down, and until eventually he just took.
And nobody intervened.
Everyone just stood around. Somebody called the police, which was warranted.
Yeah, that was physical. There's a physical altercation.
Yeah.
He shaved his fucking head. Oh, the trauma.
Well, after he shaved his head, I think he like fled the scene or whatever, but the cops found him. Oh, they charged him with assault.
Yeah.
And that was that. But
OMG.
Yeah, that one was not good. That was bad.
That's like my worst nightmare, is that like a customer would have gotten physical with me.
Yeah.
Over anything. Which, like, I did have a lady threaten my life over a blowout once, but she didn't touch me.
She did?
Yeah. She was like really like aggressive.
Yeah.
She didn't flat outright say like, I'm gonna kill you. But she said she like threatened my like being.
Over a blowout.
Her mother's blowout, not even her mother's blowout. A friend of the family's, she had to translate for her because the woman was visiting from Russia. Mm-hmm. And the lady that lived here was the one that was gonna get in my face. I'm like, is she gonna kill you when you go home? Why are you fighting this hard for her?
God.
Then she apologized. Yeah.
Oh my God.
She apologized after she realized that she was really wrong.
A psychopath over a blowout?
Yeah, she like came to apologize to me and she was like, I was having a really bad day and I took it out on you. And I was like, that's fine, but that's not an excuse.
No.
Thanks for your apology.
Goodbye.
I don't accept it. Thank you. Yeah. She was like, I just wanted you to know. I was like, I know. And you can go now.
Yeah.
I was like, you need to get the fuck out of my space.
Well, that's just wild. Like, I mean, if you guys are new to the podcast and you started listening midway, if you listen to our very first episode, I tell the story of how a customer spit in my manager's face over a men's haircut that I did.
Right.
So when I was
on your behalf, she took spit in the eye.
Yeah. And when I asked her about it years later, she was like, I think I vaguely remember that.
How do you vaguely?
Like, I'm traumatized.
I would take by that men's to haircuts, my grave. But,
yeah, like,
yeah. If somebody spit in my actual fucking face that wasn't a rabid feral animal, I would take that to my grave.
And why didn't anyone call the police on him?
Because people probably were scared
of him. Yeah, that too.
But it depends on like where you are and like collective action.
Yeah.
And most people have that bystander effect where they just stand and watch and do nothing.
True.
And that's dangerous.
Well, that's what it seemed like in these couple videos where like the thing was happening
and you don't know how to intervene.
Everyone was videoing and yeah.
And I mean, sometimes you don't know if they're actually going to touch you.
Right, right. Which I get it, but also like make it a like, oh, we're going to post this on Instagram later, like, or TikTok, not Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, TikTok, so passe.
But yeah, so those were the barbershop ones, and then there was
fucking wild.
There was a nail salon one. Where a woman
get wild over their nails, really, let me tell you.
There was a woman getting a pedicure or manicure and she didn't like it, so she proceeded to walk out of the nail salon and
like without paying or something,
because she did not like it. And then the salon employees decided to jump on top of her car so she wouldn't drive away.
That's also not great. No. Like, just take the L.
Like,
let her go.
Maybe if you weren't so scary when we said we didn't like things, we wouldn't have to leave.
You don't have to jump on a client's. I don't want that. You that bad that I'm going to jump on your car and risk getting hurt. What if she drove away?
She was trying to drive away, but they were like standing behind the car on top of the hood. Like,
and then what if she drove over you? Because people are unhinged like that. And then they'll just claim like they were like seeing red and try to get away with it.
Yeah.
But you're dead because they backed over with your car.
Yeah. Over a pedicure.
Yep. It's really getting wild out there, man.
It is.
The tolerance is lower and lower.
Yeah. So watch Customer Wars on Hulu.
Definitely need to go look that up as soon as I get home.
They're quick, like, half-hour episodes, like, jam-packed with, like, Karen videos. They even had some videos of, like, just weird things that happened to businesses, like a bear that came into a convenience store and ate Snickers.
Or, like, when the fucking deer crashed through
One of that was on one of those, yeah. There was that deer that crashed through the hair salon. Here, but there was a video on there of a deer going through it.
Stuck on his fucking, he took a hair straightener and bounced.
Yeah.
Or so, like the seagull that would go in the convenience store and steal food. Actually love that
I
guy.
Love that video.
I love that seagull. He is fucking.
He knew what he wanted.
He's so like unrepentive. He's just like, bitches. He knew what he wanted. He was like, I cased the place. Doors open when people walk in to get my candy and I'm going to fucking bounce.
Yeah. So if you guys need a break from reality and seeing other people's horrible reality with customers, go
please
watch it.
On, relive our horror for us.
Go on.
And then laugh about it.
Watch it on Hulu. But I do think it's
Hulu.
I think it's a, like A&E. I said, I think it's an A&E show that just like is replayed on Hulu or was.
Was Cops an A&E show?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That show is. Quality entertainment. my uncle has been on that show many times.
He actually has?
Yeah.
As
the landlord that gets called in the middle of the night for people fighting because they're on meth in Florida. I'm sorry, Florida, but you guys really got to lay off that shit. It's like a big problem. The FDA is proposing a ban on hair straightening products that contain formaldehyde, but it's been like a long time coming because we've known about this for decades that it produces formaldehyde. Yes. And we've also known that it's bad for you.
Yes.
Because you embalm bodies with it.
Yes.
Obviously, we're not ingesting liquid formaldehyde. We're talking about when you use it for a chemical service, it turns like the heat from the straightening when you're doing like a chemical perm or a keratin treatment. When you heat it, when you hit it with the flat iron, it produces a chemical reaction and turns into gas. And that gas that's released is the formaldehyde. And then we're breathing it in.
Yeah. And anyone who's done keratins or straightening treatments know firsthand without anybody telling you that it's probably
potent.
Not a good thing to be breathing in. I don't do them anymore because of it. I feel like there's been so many times where I'm just like ingesting it and I feel like
can't be good.
I feel a little dizzy and my eyes hurt. Like,
my throat's burning. It's itching. I can't breathe. My eyes are watering. Like the eyes watering would always fuck me up because then I'm like, I can't see what I'm doing. My eyes are literally involuntarily tearing.
Really? Really?
It's pretty bad. Like, you're getting literally gassed out.
Yeah. Really strong products. And a lot of, I feel like a lot of salons don't have proper ventilation where it's being sucked out of the salon.
No.
Like they might have like a fan or something.
Yeah. Or like an air duct that's like forcing, you know, like heating and cooling. But like a lot of times you don't have proper ventilation because like it doesn't come with the building. Or like you can't afford to put it in and then everyone's at risk that way.
Yeah.
And you know, I wish I knew more about ventilation in salon spaces and like if that's part of code, you know, like if you have to, if you're required to have like a vent where it will take the air out.
Yeah.
I don't actually know that information. I wonder, I hope.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like that's true at all. Like I don't feel like I've ever been in a salon where I've noticed there's a vent that takes like, that's the ventilation system where it takes the air out. Never in my life.
Right.
Never. Nope.
Yeah.
Especially that one I worked for, that chain.
Yeah.
They did not have one. They said they did. They did not.
I think a lot of people say they do and they do not.
Yep. It was just the air that comes in and out that heats the place.
Yeah.
Or cools it down.
Yeah.
It was not a separate vent to whisk away the harmful shit.
Right.
Wasn't that.
It's just the level of chemicals that this is actually pretty serious.
Harmful. Yeah.
And harmful. They're saying that it's linked to uterine cancer. And one of the other articles that I saw said breast cancer too.
Uterine, cervical.
Yes. Like all breast. Womanly cancer.
Yeah.
And they were saying that it's causes respiratory issues, obviously. Mm-hmm. And what did you say about it being a carcinogen?
It's a group. So they discovered it's a group one carcinogen, known carcinogen, quote unquote, which is up there with tobacco, tobacco smoke, and that's it. Benzene. And also the people that are receiving the service are also at risk, but I feel like it's slightly less because they're not breathing it in directly.
Yeah.
Because we're standing behind with the smoke coming up into our face.
Right.
And then they're obviously the hair is behind them. So they're getting some of it for sure, but
yeah,
not as much as the provider.
Yeah.
Well, it's just kind of when were they going to care about us? I know every profession has some sort of occupational hazard, and some people would even, be ballsy enough to say well, you signed up for this, but no, I didn't. I shouldn't have to sign up to die at my job.
No. And so in this, we are looking at two different articles, but in the Allure article that I'm looking at, they say that many experts do not find these findings as a huge surprise. And they say hair products such as dye and chemical straighteners contain a number of different chemicals that may act as carcinogens or endocrine disruptors. That's in quote.
Which is also what they say about perfume. Those are endocrine disruptors, in case you wanted to link that.
So it says molecules. So they're molecules that mimic or mess with hormonal functions.
Yeah.
And thus may be important for cancer risk.
Yep.
So it says straighteners in particular have been found to include chemicals such as phthalates, parabens, cycloxylenes. That's a type of silicone used as a solvent, which has also been classified as endocrine disruptors. Metals like nickel and cobalt, which can at certain levels and in some compounds likely become carcinogenic. These are big words. And may release formaldehyde while heated. They actually name, they say formaldehyde has been a hot topic in the beauty world since Brazilian Blowout came out. Yeah. And I don't know if you were doing hair when it first came out, because I wasn't.
I don't remember. I was 2011, 2012 when I started doing hair, so I'm not sure when it hit the scene, but I remember hearing all about it.
So when I started doing hair in 2007, 2008, that was when it was becoming more popular.
Okay.
And more talked about. It was everybody
Brazilian
should get a Karen.
Karen did?
Oh, yeah. And that was the big one that everybody did.
Yeah, they were.
And I remember, they're still pretty bad, Brazilian blowouts, but
The formaldehyde level?
Well, the smell and the smoke, I remember them being really bad.
I never worked with them. I used Keratin Complex. I used that private brand. I used, what was this? Smooth Complex. What was that one called?
Simply Smooth? No.
No.
Keratin Complex?
Keratin Complex. And then, Coppola?
Yeah. Those were the big ones. Those were, it was the team of them.
Yeah.
But I remember when they first came out, they were really bad. And then they reformed them a little bit, or they put out ones that were formaldehyde free. But those were the ones, they still had them in there, but they would put them
a little bit,
a drop less than they have to report. But Brazilian blowout's still pretty bad. I've used it recently, not within the last couple, I haven't used it in a while, but time I used it, I was I'm done with this. It's a long process. It fucking stinks. And I don't I don't need to be doing this.
It fucking smells.
So
get
yeah.
it out of here.
Like, I don't want to just like keep putting myself in front of something that could make me sick one day.
That's the thing with this particular industry, and we've touched on it countless times, but like, you sacrifice efficiency, efficacy of a product for the health benefits that it could provide. So like, Brazilian blowout's main purpose is like straight, silky, smooth, frizz-free. Does it straighten where it chemically straightens, or does it grow out?
No, it's more like it loosens the curl.
Okay.
And fades out, supposedly.
Okay.
But it seems like that's a product that if you use it consistently will straighten it over time. That's, or at least weird. Put enough of a coating on it that it is straight.
Yeah. Well, my point was that like, for all these things that we want, all these problems that we want solved, like if you do an all natural quote unquote remedy, it never works the same.
It doesn't.
You know, which is why I think like a lot of people were hesitant to try like quote unquote vegan products, because they're like, this doesn't work. And vegan doesn't mean safer.
Yeah.
It just means that they didn't harm any animals.
Yeah.
It could still, you know, you can still like the vegan dyes for red are just as harmful for you as actually the crushed up beetles is, it's natural. Mm-hmm. Which, spoiler alert, that's how they get red dye. That's not vegan. It's like crushed up bugs that have gone a heavy process.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. It's not like you don't see like bits of bugs in there. I'm gonna go dive deep into that while Kim explains a little bit more.
Well, basically what they're saying in this Allure article is that Brazilian blowout was one of the first, they were flagged for the use of formaldehyde, and the state of California required hazard warnings to be printed on the packaging.
California, man. I gotta give them credit.
They put Prop 8 warnings on everything. Everything. I had my vinyl gloves have them on
fucking,
there.
Like the beach waver or T3 fucking hair appliances
really?
Have it, or the Dyson.
Everything
the Dyson
does.
Has it. Has my, Prop 8
my
on it.
My vinyl gloves
like,
have it. I'm like, what? Can
vinyl is definitely a weird chemical.
Well, I'm not using them right now, but.
I like them better than latex, though.
I know. But they said according to the New York Times from 2020, the FDA wanted to ban the Brazilian blowout and its fellow smoothing treatments due to the presence of formaldehyde or methylene glycol, considering them unsafe, and began working on a proposed ban in 2016, but then nothing came of it. So it says the FDA does not require cosmetics outside of those that include color additives to be approved before they hit the market. The majority of it says the FDA does not require cosmetics outside of those that include color additives to be approved before they hit the market.
Like
so
nail polish, it's saying?
It's saying that, yeah, the majority of nail polish brands have removed formaldehyde from their formulas and many straightening treatments claim to be formaldehyde-free, but the FDA's proposed ban would ensure that this potentially harmful ingredient is removed once and for all.
I don't know what there's to argue about. I don't know what the debate is.
Yeah, what's the debate?
Why is it proposed? Why can't it just fucking go? Like, why do y'all need to sit there and think about this? Like, well, would we want to keep it in there? It gives everyone more cancer, so we can sell more drugs. Like, fuck off. And just to circle back on that, it is beetles. I was right. It's carmine. When you see carmine listed as an ingredient, I knew it was something with like, you know, that name. It's made by boiling and grinding up. I'm going to butcher this. Cochineal, beetles, cochineal. Cochineals. It's cochineal. Someone out there is screaming at me how to say it properly, and I apologize, but it's made up of beetles, so it's not vegan. According to Google, some people argue that insects are not sentient. I would agree, because I hate them.
Yes,
but they probably are sentient, because if you watch a bug's life, they have feelings. Okay.
And they do.
They're very adorable. The beautiful butterfly. but I will still squash a spider that threatens me in my car.
Yes.
Just know I'll come for them. I don't know. But anyways, can you? How the fuck did they figure out crushing up beetles became a really good dye? And who was like, let me put this on my mouth?
I don't know how they discover most things that they use.
Did our friend ever tell you what imitation vanilla
is
made out
of? Yes, she did.
You should Google that. I won't ruin it for you. I'm going to leave you with a cliffhanger. Please Google what imitation vanilla is made out of. And I want to know who the fuck figured that out. Please. I need a history.
I know. Like, you know what? You know what? This could use a little of.
It tastes a lot like vanilla. Yeah. Yeah, we'll go with that. What? Like when she told me that, first of all, my jaw hit the floor. Then I told Eric, he did not believe me. And then he came out of the room because he had Googled it. And he was like, what the fuck? He was like, throw that shit out. We're buying real vanilla from now on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt dirty. Did you?
You guys look it up.
I felt lied to.
You won't buy imitation.
You won't buy imitation. Again. It was just funny when our friend told us that. I was like, she was really excited to tell me. Because it's that fucked up. Never in my wildest dreams.
Yeah. But this ban, the proposed ban for these chemical straighteners, the target date is April 2024. So. Yeah.
It's coming up.
They're still checking. They're still, like, I guess, looking into it or, you know, whatever. But what do you guys think about that? Are you upset about it? Are you worried that you're going to be using a product that doesn't work? Do you care about – do you guys still do chemical straightenings like that?
Because I don't. Some people will still not care. Like clients. They'll be like, I don't give a fuck.
Like, are you worried about having a product that – you're still charging the same price, so it doesn't work.
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't want to use it. Like, once you know, you know.
Yeah.
And then, like, you want to do better.
Yeah.
But, like, when you're ignorant or you're in the dark about something, it's easy to kind of, like, stick your head in the sand and be like, well, it's fine. It's not really – you know, like, calories don't count when you're on vacation, even though they fucking do. Yeah. Your pants are tighter at the end of that vacation, and you know why.
Mm-hmm.
Don't act surprised. So, like, when something like this happens where people are getting sick left and right, like, so many hairstylists were getting cancer.
Well, and that's what they're
– in the 90s and early 2000s, for sure. Well,
I'll tell you, my beauty school teacher, which I probably mentioned before, but my beauty school teacher passed away from brain cancer. And sometimes I often wonder if it had to do with any of the stuff that she was working with back in the day or – constantly, even as a beauty school teacher. And that kind of stuff makes me think about it all the time. Like, well, even hairsprays, what's in the hairspray or what's in the, you know, like,
I don't know,
in the hair color. The hair color seems like the lesser of the evils, but is it?
No, it's got doesn't it have a little formaldehyde in it too? It has ammonia.
This article seemed to have said hair dyes too, but maybe it's different because it's not getting heated up.
It creates its own heat, but it doesn't release any gas.
Yeah, so I don't know. I didn't. It didn't like go into detail about the dyes, but I don't know. It's like, you know, it's just I get concerned. I'm in my 30s, and I've been doing this 10 years, 15 years now, and the fact that I was even around that many keratin straightenings 10 years ago is concerning to me.
Yeah, of because course.
It's not like it just gets erased when you stop doing it. You know,
your
like
body absorbs your body. It somewhere.
Yeah.
It's like those forever chemicals because those are fucking terrifying. You know?
Yeah. Right.
I saw a video, and again, I don't know how much truth there is to it because it's like you take this with a grain of salt, but of course it's fear mongering. But it was saying that like those PFPs or whatever, those forever chemicals, are in the fucking crotch lining of Lululemon leggings.
Oh, I was like, I can't afford them.
I knew Lulu was evil, but I didn't know they were that evil because it's like a moisture wicking fabric. And this is what really threw me. He was like, some women are wearing these. A lot of them are wearing these pants without underwear. I'm like, who is wearing workout pants without underwear?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that? Moisture wicking ain't gonna work that good that you're not wearing underwear. What are you doing?
No.
So he's like, yeah, you're getting all these PFPs, like, you know, directly absorbed.
Your vagina. Yeah.
Your vagina. And I was like, sir, what do you mean no underwear? Like, I hung up on the no underwear part versus the chemicals absorbed from your vagina. I was like, wait, Riz, you're really thinking about the wrong things here. Focus. Like, but still, like, those chemicals are in everything.
They are.
That you're eating, you're putting on your body. Like, we were talking about, like, with our skin, it's like the biggest organ with, like, the colon king in the top of the episode. Like, just, we are alive. And they are slowly harming us day by day with every little thing.
Yeah.
And I know I know what I sound like, but like, no, the but more
it's
you
true, though.
Open, like the more you realize it, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Why isn't our best interest at heart here?
I know. Well, it's just one of those things, like, you're just used to it and you're used to using these things and you don't think twice. Yeah. And
you don't think
they
twice.
Make it that way that because you don't think twice. Yeah.
And you're immediately getting results. You're getting instant gratification and you're not getting cancer after one use.
Right.
You're putting it back in your cabinet, going about your day. You're going to get cancer in 20 years.
Right.
From your hairspray. Who knows?
Right. Well, like I said, those vinyl gloves have California Prop 8 warning on them that cause cancer and birth defects. And I'm like,
from what? Gloves?
Yeah. I'm
which
like,
is
what
horrifying
else?
Horrifying to think, what else?
Yeah, like, what else?
It always does make me think, what else? Because we're not in control of what's made.
Yeah.
And we can't live life completely, like, off the grid. I'm not fucking farming, okay?
Yeah.
I gotta make do with what I got. I wouldn't be able to do anything with I wouldn't be able to eat the animals. I'd be like, these are my pets and we love them now.
Yes.
And they all have names. Maybe I would take an egg or two, some milk, but I wouldn't be able to kill them.
Yeah.
I'd be the worst farmer ever.
Yeah. When I saw this article come out, I was happy to see they're doing something about it. And I hope that the ban does go through, because if that's just one more thing that gets knocked off, then great. Because, you know, it's just... I'm sure there's millions of other things that have this stuff in it too, but...
Then they're going to sell it on the black market.
Probably. They probably will, because there's probably going to be you, and you might be one listening, but there's probably going to be hairstylists that are mad about it because it's a ticket that makes them money.
Yeah.
And it's sad that you have to think that way, but
right. I know, because rent is due and rent is due, but you can't take it with you, babe.
No.
So you can't spend money if you're dead, you know?
No.
From cancer.
So I'm personally happy they're doing something about it. I stopped doing, as I said, I stopped doing them a long time ago. A lot of people I know have stopped doing them too. And my clients don't really even ask for it. So
it's not really pushed in as a service anymore.
No.
And I'm wondering if, like, since that has died down, that the FDA is like, okay, well, I guess we can ban them now. It's not really like making money for the industry anymore. Because people were like, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
We're dying at, like, you know, disproportionate rates.
Yeah, because they said in the articles, they say it has been linked, and they did studies on women that have used it versus women that haven't. Mm-hmm. And it's just scary. And like I said, you know, there's a lot of stuff in our industry that we're already ingesting. And just like Colton King was saying, like, we got to take our power back and do something about it if we can.
Yeah, you have to be disruptive.
Like they said. And, you know, look at my beauty school teacher. Like, when I heard that's what she passed away from, I was like,
oh, God.
Yeah, like, all sad. The things. Like,
it also affects people of color at disproportionate rates, too. Only because it's like a chemical straightening service. And it was part of the article that it said that, like, a lot of people of color, both... providers and like people who are receiving the service are at risk for this because it's a frequent service that they use.
Right.
Which again is not okay.
Right.
So I'm glad that something is finally being done about it, but it's just like, why did it have to take so long? You know?
Yeah. There's got to be a different way.
Yeah. But, you know, like you said, it's not really as popular as it once was either. So
now that
we're here, let's see where they take it.
Yeah.
And what will happen to the industry with that ban, and what will the answer be? Like, what will they answer with? Like, what product will they introduce
to
replace?
Right. I wonder if these companies are like shitting their pants right now, like, oh shit, what are we gonna do? But then they just find a different harmful chemical that they didn't ban that they're just gonna use. So yeah, they pop up, like they respawn with something else, and it's like, oh, new improved formula.
Yeah, new improved higher death rate.
With a name on there that you never saw before, so you don't know it's bad.
Pretty much. Yeah. Or it'll be something great like Olaplex and K18, where they like developed some new random chemical that is like so far so good that we know of.
Yeah, well, it's like anything, you know, it's like something new seems wonderful. And then
until it is,
until it's not. We're going to put, I think we didn't discuss this, but I'm going to ask you now. Should we put a question in our show notes asking how everyone feels about the formaldehyde?
Absolutely. FDA ban. I want to know. Absolutely.
So if you're listening on Spotify, check our show notes. We'll have a little question box in there and you can answer your feelings. If you can tell us all of them, you can say if you agree or you don't agree.
I have feelings. But, I have all of them.
Yeah, write it in there and tell us what you think. And if you're not listening on Spotify, you could always DM us or email us.
Yeah, I love a good email. Love a good DM.
Yeah.
Not in a creepy way.
Yeah.
I love a good message. It's like a little present you get to open.
Yeah. It's a surprise.
Oh, it's a surprise. All right. You never know what you're going to get.
So what I'll do also is everything that we talked about in these articles, I'm going to link the articles in the show notes also. So if you guys want to read a little bit more about it and like the ins and outs of it, I will link that there too. Check out our show notes if you want to read more and also answer our question. And I think that about wraps up this topic. Okay. The best way to keep up with us in between episodes is to follow us on social media, TikTok, Instagram, and Threads at Beauty Time Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at Beauty Time PC. If you'd like to send us a story, cool new product to discuss, or just say hi, send us a DM or email us at beautytimepodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you get notified when we release a new episode and you never miss one. And if you like what you heard, don't forget to leave us a review and rate us 5 stars. So I wanted to end off this episode with, in true Beauty Time fashion, and give everyone little bit of a client story. I know if you listened, maybe you haven't because we didn't have a ton of listens, but if you didn't listen to our bonus episode, you should because that came out
with a lot of client content.
Yeah, we had a lot of client content and I told everyone about some mistakes I made. But this time I did not make a mistake.
Yeah, that story had my heart like in my mouth. I felt anxious for you with your last client story.
Well, you know what? I told you
I was sweating.
I told you off air and I forgot to tell it on the pod, I had also that like same stretch of time gotten lightener on one of my client's shoes and like slightly lightened part of her shoe. And she was like really cool about it, like whatever, no big deal, even though it was a brand new pair of shoes, of course, that she just bought because just my life. But the interesting thing is,
oh no,
she canceled her recent appointment.
Oh, come on.
And has not rebooked it, which is not like her. So I'm like, well, that's really weird. And then I was like, the shoes.
Because of the shoes. But that's like a shitty thing to not rebook for. Like, Kim got lightener on my shoes.
I don't know if that's why. But she canceled because she said, oh yeah, I have like, you know, something to do today with my kids and blah, blah, blah. But I asked her, okay, would you like to reschedule? And she never answered. So bitch. I don't know. But she's got really difficult hair. So if she goes somewhere else and they don't do it the same as I do, as she has done before, she'll be back. So
that's fine.
Anyway, so yeah, I'm like, the shoes.
The maybe shoes. That's it. I mean,
she's been with me for like 10 years. I'm like, shoes.
10 years and one shoe incident is what does it?
I don't know.
She was ready to go. She was like, that's it. One minor inconvenience. And this place is going up. Sometimes that's all it takes.
I know. I'm like, maybe it was the fucking shoes.
Maybe it was.
But anyway. So I had, one of my friends that I share the room with. She just had a baby and was on maternity leave. So I ended up doing two of her clients while she was out. One of the two ladies was more consistent than the other. The other lady already went back to her. Mm-hmm. But this lady is lingering, and I don't understand why. But she was a very – like, she knew me because I did help her out, my friend, for a while before I started working on my own in Sola. Mm-hmm. So the client got to know me, and she really liked me. So mm-hmm. when my friend was out, she requested me.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Right. And she's pretty simple. Like, she has like fine curly hair that's just at the shoulder, and she's like level 5, like no big deal.
I can already imagine it.
So she...
Is her hair like a triangle?
No, it's like really fine, like super fine curly hair.
Okay.
So I've done her hair a few times while my friend was out on maternity leave, and now she's back, and the last time I saw her, she said, oh, I'm going to make an appointment with her, but I'll probably still come see you once in a while because I do like coming in on Sundays and whatever. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, didn't pre-book her because I was like, good, she's going back.
Yeah, go back to your normal stylist, right?
We
don't poach here.
No, exactly. And also, she's nice, but she's also not nice. She's a weird personality. She basically said she didn't like the haircut I gave her.
Okay. All right.
I'm not my friend. That's fine. We all have different styles.
Fine.
Even though I barely did anything because she has no hair.
You just like whispered at it. Yeah.
But that's like all besides the point. But just setting up for like who she is. She pops up a month ago and goes, hey, can I make 2 appointments? I need to make an appointment to get my root touch up done and a blow dry because she still hates my haircut.
Oh. And I had a client like that who just kept coming back to me and would tell me she hated it every time. And I was like, why do you keep booking me?
Why are you here?
Please book somebody else.
So she pops up and asks for a root touch up and a blow dry, and then says that she needs another appointment for just a blow dry, which was supposed to be for this past Sunday. Mm-hmm. So I said to her, yeah, I can get you in for the root touch-up at the time you wanted, but I don't have any availability that Sunday. I'm fully booked that Sunday.
As you should be.
So she goes, okay, I'll reach out to... She said she was going to reach out to my friend, her original stylist.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. Like, thought it was over with.
Oh, no.
It was not.
Well, it was not.
So she came in for
her... But it was all not okay.
She came in for her color. And, well, mind you, like, I tell you I don't have time a month in advance, you'd think you figure something out. So she comes in for her color and then tells me she never contacted my friend.
Oh, no.
And was, like, talking about, oh, well, if I have to do my own hair, like, how do I do it and what do I do? And I was like, listen... And I looked at my schedule again. I said, I don't have any time that day at all. I said, if somebody, if somebody cancels, I can let you know, but that's not guaranteeing anything.
Did she like come and just wait all day to see if you were lying?
No, I'm surprised she didn't though.
Because I feel like that's where this is going.
I'm honestly surprised she didn't. Because I told her, contact my friend, or my friend could probably give her the number of the other girl who also works in the room with us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They don't work Sundays, but they work the Saturday. So at least like she,
I
think
she's got options. Basically, like what I'm hearing is you've got options.
Right.
What are you fucking freaking out about?
And she stares at me with a blank stare and says she's going to contact my friend again.
Okay.
And
the blanks.
She was being really stubborn because she had a wedding on that exact day. So I guess she wanted it done that exact day. So
no.
So this past Friday, again, I thought she had like taken care of it. This past that was 2 weeks ago too that I did her color,
and the wedding was Saturday. This Saturday,
Sunday,
Sunday,
this Sunday. So I get a message from her on Friday.
Oh Lord.
That says, hey, did you get any cancellations on Sunday? And I said, no, I'm sorry. Like, unfortunately, I didn't. Mm-hmm. Again, thought it was the end. And then
but it was not.
It was not. And then I get a response that says, oh, that's too bad. And then she goes, what if I washed my own hair and came in? It wouldn't take that long, right? Or she says, would coming in before your first client also be an option? Please? No. Thank you.
No. No.
And I was like,
do you ask Best Buy to open up early for you? Do you? Do you go to Ulta and say, can you just open up an hour early so I can buy this lipstick and run away? Do you?
I was like, first of all, okay, she does not have a lot of hair, but it does take me a half hour to blow it out because it's curly. So it takes me a little time to work it out and like make it look nice. Yeah. So I'm like, fuck this. I'm like, first of all, no, I've been doing my client's hair, my group of people for like a good 10 years and never has anybody that I can remember at this point, because I remember everything, but never has any of them ever asked me to come in early
pushed
like that. And I was like, none of them would ever fucking do that. And I'm like, and if I did come in early, it would only be because I suggested it, not because they asked.
Right, because it's a little bold to be like, but could you just rearrange your schedule for me?
It shouldn't take long. It should just be what if I came in with my hair wet? Which, no, they never wash their hair correctly. It's never clean enough.
No,
and
it never
comes out right.
And then you put products in and man, is it a nightmare. Then it's like a grease bomb. Yep. And you're like, what did you put in here?
Yeah. Like she was just thought she solved all my problems. I'm like, I'm already coming in at 9. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like,
thank you.
So I said to her, I said, well, I have a full day on Sunday and it is a long day. So I'm unable to extend my hours and come in early. So for the fourth fucking time or third time, I said, why don't you reach out to her, my friend again?
You did all those other times months ago.
I was like, I told her to reach out to my friend again or have my friend give her the phone number of the other girl that works in the room with us. And I said, here is also a link to everyone else that works in this building. Yeah. If you'd like to scroll through.
You gave her a link to everyone else in the building?
Yeah, I was like, if anybody else is here on this Sunday.
You're like, please go home.
I said, that would be my best advice. And she goes, thank you. Sorry to be a bother. Thank you for, thanks. Thank you. Or whatever.
I mean, okay, ma'am, you're not a bother, but you're
being pushy.
You're being pushy, but also like you're causing anxiety.
But you also had other options. Like, why am I stuck with her now?
Okay. So she is being a bother.
Because I don't ask her to pre-book because I'm like, I thought she was going back to my friend.
Like you weren't like,
why
just, like,
have
take
you
her,
not
yeah.
gone back there
Go
yet?
Go home,
you don't
client.
Like me. I mean, you like me.
You don't like
but
me.
But you don't like the way I've cut your hair.
So just to reiterate though, she just wanted you to do her color and cut her hair or just her color and blowout?
When?
This pushy time.
Just a blowout.
Just a blowout for the wedding. Okay.
Yes. So, but I already had, like, it was one of those days where.
She wasn't asking for an updo.
No.
I'm like, really, go home.
No. But it was, like, no, she does not have a lot of hair. But the thing was, I don't like to double book. I don't like doing it. And especially at this time, I don't like to overexert myself.
Yeah.
But. I had a day where I was juggling two people, our friends. I had the two of them at the same time, which is a little bit, you know, it's a lot because one gets color while I cut the other one. And then the whole room gets backed up in a mess. And then my first client, I could have put her probably in between, but my first client is always late. So if I put her at that time,
classic.
I would have just been trying to catch up the whole day.
Or you could have had her come in at the same time as that client. And then like her being late, you would have already been halfway done with the other one.
Probably. But you know what?
Hindsight is always 20/20.
Like, could I use the money? Yeah. But also at the same time, I'm like, I didn't like the way that she assumed that yeah. she could just get me to do it. Way. Yeah.
She pushed your buttons, which is totally allowed. Like, you know, not that you push a button, but like your feelings are valid.
Yeah. I'm like, so, no, I'm not coming in a half hour early. I'm not coming in early for you.
I feel bad that she didn't like end up getting what she wanted, but like, if she really just wanted you to do the blowout, like she should have just said that and been like honest
and not stared at me
and
blankly.
Not been weird about it or like been like, yeah, I'll go take care of it with someone else.
Right. Every time I said it. Yeah.
And then give you that weird like hollow look and then just like never do it. Well, like, you know, I talked to her, right? Like I asked her if you booked and she said you never contacted me.
I texted my friend yesterday and I said, hey, did so-and-so ever message you about a blowout this weekend? And she goes, no.
Yeah. And so like she never even tried to help herself. She just was depending on someone canceling. Like she was banking on it.
Yeah. She was just hoping that I would just bend over backwards.
Or that you would do it.
Because she's used to it. She's used to that.
You know.
And
like you will find I have set firm boundaries, which is good. I like that you do that. You are very good with your boundaries. If you don't want to do something, you will not fucking do it.
No, I don't want to.
You
I don't
are very
have to.
Much that person where you're like, no,
I don't have to do it. And you know what? My best advice for everybody that has trouble with boundaries and over explains themselves, you do not have to. Well, that.
Just
but
kidding. No, kidding. I'm speaking from experience for myself. Okay,
but
go on.
You do not. If you cannot do something, do not want to do something.
Right.
You do Don't. Not have to explain why. Mm-mm. Because it opens it up too much to, that the person can like wiggle their way in.
Oh, yeah. They feel like they're able to give you a counter option. Yep. Yeah. Like, well, you know, I'll right. just come in with my hair wet. No. I said no. I didn't say help me. I said no.
Yeah. Like, let's brainstorm.
Yeah, let's no. brainstorm. This isn't a collaborative effort. It's a no.
No, that's why. And I'm working on it too with just being in the salon, but also in like my real life that
oh, it's hard. Yeah.
If I don't want to do something, I will say or try to say no. I'm not available. That mm-hmm. doesn't work for me. And that's all you have to do is leave it at that.
Yeah.
Because you can't say, oh, well, I'm going on vacation this day, but I'm going to be back. So maybe I can't, like, you don't think out loud to the client. If you can't or you don't want to,
yeah.
say, I'm sorry, that doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
How does this work out? Yeah, if this does not work out, then that's it. That's all I could give you.
Or even like, it doesn't work out for me right now, but I'll get back to you. Like, and that could even leave it open too much. But like, it sort of, you know, diffuses the situation that gets like tense when they're in your face and they're like not taking no for an answer and you're just kind of like, I need you to actually leave now.
Yeah,
doesn't work for me. I'll look into it.
Right, like sorry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like, I'll think about thinking about options. But like, you're not even doing it to be mean unless you hate that person and you can't tell them to fuck off, you know what I mean? In this case, you don't hate her. She's not bad. She's just a nuisance.
No. Yeah, she's like, I like her, but she's pushy and I don't like that.
Yeah, well, no one like no.
So
it's just sometimes when people overstep their boundaries, you say no based on premise, whether you can take them or not.
Exactly.
You're just like,
because
I will not be pushed for you.
Right, because for a minute I was like, oh, I could probably put her somewhere, and then when she's like, but you can come in early, right? And I can come
and
in,
you were
I was
like
well
immediately,
now you
no.
ruined it.
That's like me with the email.
So I'm not doing
any
of
here.
It yeah
I was like, I will not do this email.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to establish boundaries. I almost did it too. But I'm glad
because,
I didn't.
Because you think for a second, like, oh yeah, okay, like let me just do it really
right.
quick.
It's not and then that hard.
Like, but it is.
Right. But it could have been. I make everything hard. I overcomplicate things. But it's the same thing though. You drew a line in the sand and you were like, nope.
Well, because the one time I do it means there will be a next time.
There will be.
And
yeah,
she
see,
will,
look at you with your boundaries.
And she'll be taught that she can do this.
Yes. Positive reinforcement.
So
that's what
I'm
that
not
means.
Teaching her that. I'm telling her, fuck off, plan better, and maybe go back to your original stylist. I was like, my clients would never do this to me.
You were just thinking how awful it is. You were like, ugh, not my clients. They would
no,
never.
Like, they would never do that to me.
They would never.
Build your boundaries and your books with people that respect them.
Yeah.
Is my final thought here. So.
I think that's a good final thought.
Yeah.
To, you know, leave the people with.
Yeah, and also, after all these years, we do need this podcast for reasons like this.
To just talk it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To the people that understand. Because I could tell my husband about this all I want. Him be like, yeah.
Oh, but yeah.
He's never been a stylist that had to say no to money. You know?
No.
You're like, do I want the money or do I want the sanity?
It just, I know it always sucks that you have to choose between your mental health and money. It sucks so hard.
Yeah.
Because you know that's what it always comes down to. It's mental health or money. Eminem.
Yeah.
Why? Why can't it just be easy? Why can't people just take no as no?
Because.
But then why do I need money so bad? Like,
I don't know.
I know. It's rough out there. I get it. And a lot of times we do push ourselves for the simple fucking sake that we have bills.
Yes.
And the people that are owed that money don't give a fuck.
No.
So you got to pay them.
They don't.
That's what people do, unspeakable things. We won't go there. But, you know. To what Kim does, say no.
Just say
put
no.
Put boundaries up.
You'll be
put
happier.
Up fucking, you don't have to put up a wall and be like unapproachable, but just, you know, like
oh,
a
be
simple
polite.
No is a complete sentence, yeah. Actually. Yeah. So,
be but polite.
I, and I'm saying this like I do it because I fucking don't. Like Kim is much better at boundaries than me. I'm like, yeah, 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 I'll do it. Then I die. So
well, you have to just be, you've got to be polite, yep. And you don't have to like. Rip off on these people like some of these hairstylists
no,
do.
No, you definitely don't have to go bananas.
Just be polite
on them.
To the point. Don't over explain it. Nobody fucking cares anyway. They just
also true.
When I told my friend, you know, what happened and that she was being pushy, she goes, oh, it's just so funny. Everyone's happy until they don't get what they want. And I'm like, yeah.
Yes, that's what I always say. Everyone's your friend and very nice until they're not.
Yeah.
And it's as simple as that. So, like, everyone's jovial and happy and like, ha, 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 ha. And, like, you think, like, you're just, you know, speed boating through services.
Yeah, until you can't do for them.
Can't do for them what mm-hmm. they expect or want. And, like, this is not to shit on any clients or anything. It's just a literal fact that, obviously, because it's a, you know, like, it's a reciprocity, like, they think they're scratching your back, so you have to scratch mm-hmm. theirs type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's a goods and service provided, well, obviously.
Yeah.
Everyone's there for a reason. You're not there to be best friends. They came to you because they need something right. that you can provide and you need money.
But had she not, you know, if she approached it maybe differently, maybe I could have found a spot. But
it's, you know, it's how it. You say things, not what you say a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But it's just good to be able to pick and choose, to be in a place where you can pick and choose.
Yeah.
To keep
right,
yourself.
Right, because sometimes you can't.
To keep yourself from just burning out,
yeah.
You know?
Well, that's why our Instagram is always full of memes, but also inspirational quotes about mental health.
Because we're trying not to, you know. Fall off the edge there.
Yeah, like
just
when
pencil
you go,
roll.
When you're having a bad day and you go to Starbucks for a treat and they get your order wrong
mm-hmm.
and it ruins your whole day.
That's me.
Like the meme we just posted. That was directed at Riz.
Because it's me.
Because Riz gets there or her order is always wrong.
Always wrong.
When she just wants a little snacky snack, a little treat, and they always give her
myself.
Hot lattes instead of iced.
My favorite was when that girl was like, oh, I got you, girl. You wanted iced? Okay.
Here.
Bitch. Funk. And she fucking takes the glass in front of me, the hot fucking coffee, puts it in a cup of ice and dumps it over it and goes, here you go. I was like, bitch.
Like barehandedly
yeah.
picked up ice and
yes.
plunked it in.
And another time I went, she might as well have just fucking spitting it right in front of me. And she acted like she was doing me the biggest favor. And I was like, I think this girl actually hates me. I was like, what did I do? And like, I would just like to state for the record that when people do mess up my order or get it wrong, yeah. I 99% of the time will never open my mouth. But that day I was like, you know what? If I don't say anything, I'm going to have to eat shit and have this hot ass drink that
again.
I didn't fucking
yeah.
want. Because it had already had it, I had
yeah,
a string of episodes
yeah.
where I had ordered cold drinks and this was the last straw for me because I'd ordered a cold drink. It said it on the ticket, iced, and they gave me a hot drink. I'm like, are they fucking with me? Different locations too, not even the same place. So everyone's just a moron. And I'm kidding. But like everyone's distracted and having a bad day. But they gave me a hot drink and I was like, oh, no, I'm so sorry. I it was supposed to be iced. Like, I said it just like that. And then she was like, oh, girl, no problem. I got you. Just like that. And then does that whole fucking magic show in front of me. And I was like, are you kidding me? Fucking smoke and mirrors. She's like, here's your drink, bitch. It's got ice in it. Might as well have sneezed in it too for you. Like, so fucking rude. And then, you know what, though? I went to, like, Sonic or Dairy Queen, and this is what I get for going to a place like this. I'm sorry if you work there. It's not a reflection of you, but the food is shitty. So I went there and I ordered like chicken fingers and french fries, and they gave me fucking fish sticks or something.
No!
Like something like completely wrong, and they gave me tartar sauce instead of ranch.
No!
And, like, didn't tell me. They were like, what sauce do you want? I was like, ranch, please. This bitch gave me tartar sauce.
Why?
Like, on purpose.
Listen, mm-hmm. I don't eat fish because I find it disgusting. No. But also, and I'm not judging you if you eat fish, but I find fast food fish extra fucking disgusting.
It was one fish stick in a sea of chicken.
Oh, there was only one?
She was being a bitch.
Wow.
And I was wondering, like, I'm like, why? There's something, I wish I could remember what else it was, but she did something else. No napkins. She gave us no napkins. Another intentional bitch move. And of course, I had none in the car. She did something else to the order that was intentionally wrong.
Yeah.
But, like, was misleading.
Yeah.
Like, asking for ranch, and she gave me tartar sauce. And, like, when she gave me my food, she gave me a smile like a fucking cunt. And I should have known she was doing it on purpose because, like, it was the vibe that I was getting. But, like, I would just like to state for the record, I didn't do anything bad. I ordered my food, and I was not a bitch about it.
Yeah.
It was the drive-through. Like, how do you get mad at somebody about the drive-through? Yeah. I knew what I wanted. I didn't stutter. I gave my order. I fucking paid.
Yeah.
Oh. It was the drink. She gave me the wrong drink on purpose. It was something that like looked similar. And I don't remember if it was like I asked for iced tea and she gave me Coke, or I asked for Coke and she gave me iced tea, because it was like the similar color that like you don't know until mm-hmm. you've driven away.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, do I go back in there? And my mom was like, please don't, because I feel like this would end up on camera.
On Customer Wars?
Well, that really, like, I was, like, seeing red at that point, and I didn't go back in because, like, I'm not trying to ruin anyone's day, but she was clearly trying to ruin mine.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just trying to feed my mom and my kid, bitch. Fuck off.
Yeah.
The fish stick.
Ew.
Bitch.
That's gross. Sorry I had to go through that.
It's whatever.
And you're... iced hot lattes.
The hot lattes really pissed me off. But that episode at like, I want to say it's a DQ over by Barnes and Noble.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a DQ.
Yes.
Yeah. It's got the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a Sonic, do we?
We do, but not over there.
Okay. So then it was a DQ.
Yeah.
Just fucking bitch. It's like, your fucking nuggets suck anyways. I also got a raw like chicken strip from them once too. Like straight up raw.
Oh.
And I gave it back to them. I was like, look, I don't do this, but this is raw and we're going to get sick. I was like, can I just have my money back? And they're like, we'll give you new ones. I was like, I don't want new ones. I would just
like to leave.
Thank you. We just consumed raw chicken. I want to go. And he was like, yeah, that's been happening a lot lately. I'm like, don't tell me that.
Oh my God.
He's like, we've been getting bad batches. I was like, don't tell me that.
Ew.
I know. Oh. This is what happens when you eat fast food. You get tartar sauce, fish sticks, and raw chicken.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time in December for our Weird Gifts episode, our favorite. Riss, do you have anything to leave them with?
Yeah. Red dye is made out of beetles. So the next time you put on red lipstick, just think this could be crushed beetles. Bye.